The increase in pay for Rowan Craig, I think from 1.9 to 3 million, I understand as a separate entity we probably have an obligation to pay more, but it is still a big whack, such a substantial increase. Can you talk us through that? Was that presumably approved by Egan as well? Last year's AGM, you talked about a capital gains tax figure of 30 million from the 50% sale to CVC. I know we've had some blow-ups with the tax man over the structure around this transaction. Can you take us through what the final tax bill was for the shareholders from the sale of 75% of the old PBL Media assets, and also what the associated tax bills were from our squabbles that we had with the tax man? And the final question is, are there any warranties that are left with the shareholders in the media company from the sale to CVC? Have we warranted anything about the ongoing performance of Nine or the magazines? And I note that some of the magazines, particularly Women's Day, has suffered some fairly substantial circulation falls. You know, if that was to continue, or if Channel 9, something was to go wrong, have we warranted anything to CVC that hasn't been disclosed thus far? Thank you.
Well, starting with the warranties, we warranted nothing to CVC. We might have some warranties in place. In terms of what the tax man, I think we have disagreements with the tax man, but we are in a fortunate position now where I'd say, in layman's terms, on 90% of the scheme, the tax department has agreed with our advice, with our professional advice, and we are still arguing about whether or not demerger relief should apply, which I've categorised as probably 10%. Would you say that's been wrong? In terms of how it affects shareholders, the availability of demerger relief is a relatively minor issue. The reason I say that is it's really only of consequence to shareholders if you have a very low cost base in their shareholding. That is, if their cost base was less than the value of the CMA share that they received, and the CMA share put with the smaller proportions.
And we're confident that our view on that matter is will prevail over the medium term. In terms of the tax payable, that was the 50% that was disclosed in the annual report. And our advisors, you got me last year on this question, Stephen, our advisors are still working out what the final tax outcome will be on the settlement of the next 25%. And that will be disclosed in our next half yearly accounts.
Yep. Oh, sorry, Chairman. I just had one more comment. Look, I think this meeting can't pass without some reflection back on what this means in the history of PBL, and I think the broader decision by you, James, to reduce your exposure to the media industry. I think some of us are a bit sad about the fact that a great dynasty in the Packer family has decided to progressively move out of the media assets that you've been in for generations. And I can understand the rationale. Yes, you are still in the new media assets with the likes of Seek, and of course you've still got your Foxtel exposure, and you've still got 25% of the old media assets. But I, for one, am disappointed that you've chosen to take this path, given the heritage. And I have to say, I just think that gambling is such an awful way to carve out a crust. And it's disappointing that Australia's leading businessman has decided that that's going to be the thing for him. And Australians are the worst gamblers in the world. We lose more than anyone else in the world. Our leading business figure is now going to be a global casino mogul with not much of an interest in the media. Hasn't even read the book on what happened to the great Channel 9. I mean, I just find that amazing. It's neglectful to not find out what happened to our greatest asset, Channel 9.
Do you think that book is accurate? I mean,
you haven't read it, so how do you know?
I've heard about.
Oh. But John told you it was all rubbish. I mean, come on. You could have sold Channel 9 back in 2000 to Telstra for double the price we've got now. It's been mismanaged. We've lost billions in the value because of the management. All the insiders have told the story and you haven't even chosen to look into it, and you've gone off on this casino frolic. And frankly, I think it's disappointing, and I think this meeting should have that on the record. Thank you.
Well, that concludes the meeting today. I would like to thank everyone for their attendance. Thank you very much.